With a look at your regional news, I'm Jordan Christie reporting. A semi-driver from Wisconsin died in Fergus Falls, Minnesota, Thursday night. The semi was eastbound on Lincoln Avenue when troopers say the 62-year-old possibly suffered a medical emergency before running off the right side of the road and hitting a power pole. The driver was not wearing a seatbelt and died at the scene. Around 2,000 customers lost power for almost 2 hours as a result of the accident. Otter Tail power crews were still on the scene this morning, replacing the pole located near West Ridge Mall. A North Dakota woman pleaded guilty in federal court to engaging in visa and mail fraud. Katharina Necht, 43, of Williston, was indicted on federal charges of false statement, false swearing in an immigration matter, and mail fraud, according to a media release. Necht pleaded guilty on November 14th at U.S. District Court in Fargo. According to federal prosecutors, Necht ran a business called Liberty Immigration and Visas from her previous home in Cleveland, North Dakota. Necht aided employers in trying to seek temporary workers under the H-2A, Temporary Agricultural, and H-2B, Temporary Non-Agricultural Visa programs. An investigation by the Department of Labor's Wage and Hour Division found evidence Necht was engaging in visa fraud, according to a media release. Federal prosecutors also discovered fraud through Necht's visa work. Necht's sentencing is scheduled for February 12, 2020 at 9 a.m. in U.S. District Court in Fargo. A small pileup occurred on a Minnesota highway after troopers say a dump truck rear-ended a truck, causing it to launch into traffic. It happened on Highway 78 in Battle Lake Thursday afternoon. Troopers say someone driving a Chevy was heading south on the road and was about to make a turn when it was hit from behind by the 67-year-old driver of an international dump truck. That's when troopers say the dump truck pushed the Chevy into a trailer being towed by another truck. No one was seriously hurt in the accident. We'll have more regional news right after this.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Bobcat is planning a $26 million expansion that will triple the size of its manufacturing plant in Litchfield. Doosan Bobcat says the investment will modernize the plant by adding new paint lines, a climate-controlled environment, and assembly line upgrades. The workforce is expected to grow from 100 to 300 full-time employees. Construction is underway and should be done by September of 2020. The plant makes attachments for wheel loaders and excavators. The company recently announced an expansion of its plant in Gwinner, North Dakota. The Salvation Army of Fargo-Moorhead has announced their 2019 Kettle Campaign fundraising goal of $900,000. Major Jerry O'Neill says they believe the goal is attainable because that was their goal last year and they surpassed it. O'Neill says the campaign is part of the Salvation Army's biggest fundraiser of the year and represents a large portion of their operational budget for the coming year. The Red Kettles will be collecting donations until Christmas Eve, and the fundraiser runs until the end of the year. That's a look at your regional news. I'm Jordan Christie reporting.